Landline, an independent film which premieres April 4th on Video On Demand, was written, directed, and stars Matthew Aaron. It also has a role for WBGO's television critic Bruce Fretz. Bruce has been covering film and television for many years for many publications. He has published works in Entertainment Weekly and the New York Times and is a regular contributor to the WBGO Journal. He recently sat down with WBGO's Ken Downey Jr. to talk more about Landline.
Can you just tell me what it was like to actually star in a film?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm the star, but I have a role. It was a real kind of a mind-blowing experience for me because I've spent my entire career as a journalist writing about movies, spent a lot of time hanging out on movie sets, watching people work. I didn't think I would ever act in a movie, but it came about as kind of a fluke. This guy, Matthew Aaron, who's the writer, director, star of Landline, contacted me 7 or 8 years ago through Facebook because he was a fan of my writing and he was starting a podcast and he wanted me to be their first guest. And I said, sure. And I sort of became a semi-regular on his show, The Matthew Aaron Show, and got to know him and his friends. And then he and his friends started making movies, these little indie movies. And then last summer, they made kind of a big indie movie. It's Landline has real actors in it, Tom Arnold, Betsy Brandt from Breaking Bad, and they were it apart from me. And they wanted me to play this character of a cable guy. I've got 2 or 3 scenes, you know, 10 or 15 lines. And I did it, and it was a blast.
Now, your character, Kay Hommel.
Yes.
Now, what is kind of his chemistry with...
Well, Kay Hommel, who's also named after a mutual friend of Matthew and mine, Ken Hommel, is a cable guy. The plot of the movie is that Matthew's character is up for a job as the advertising director for the Chicago Cubs. He's a huge Chicago Cubs fan. He loses out the job to a much younger co-worker who's very connected on social media but is also an idiot. So Matthew's character kind of goes nuts, decides he's going to disconnect from all technology except for a landline, hence the title, at which point I come in because I'm a cable guy and I'm installing the landline for him, but I'm also his character's cousin. So I hang out for a while, have a couple scenes hanging out with him and his friends, and it hijinks ensue.
Whoa, dude, what are you doing? What? Ted, this guy's a narc.
What? What?
You sent over a stool pigeon.
No.
What are you thinking, man? You're supposed to be on the job.
Now, you talked about some serious actors. Like
yes.
You said, Tom Arnold. You got Jim O'Hare in there.
Yeah, he's great. Well, from Parks and Rec.
Yeah. What was it like working with these television stars?
I unfortunately don't have scenes with any of the real actors. I'm only acting with Matthew and his friends. I'm hoping to meet Jim O'Hare at the premiere in Chicago this weekend. He's supposed to be there. I do know Betsy Brandt a little bit from Breaking Bad. She's in it. We're friendly, but unfortunately we just missed each other in Chicago. But I've been tweeting back and forth with her about how excited we are to be in a movie together. So Matthew promises me in the next movie he'll give me a scene with an actual actor. But no, there are some real actors. Jay Washington, a very funny stand-up comedian from Chicago who was in Spike Lee's movie Chirac, is in a scene with me. Yeah, it's a big fun cast. It's very eclectic. Ryan Sandberg, the Hall of Famer from the Cubs, plays himself in the movie. So that was very cool to be in a movie that has Ryan Sandberg and actually was the first indie movie to shoot at Wrigley Field.
Wow.
So Major League Baseball is behind the movie in a big way, which is great because it's actually a LGBTQ-themed film, and it's the first one with cooperation from a major sports league. So I think that's a great step forward.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, you see the LGBT.
Yeah.
Is it the main theme or is it more of the underlying
theme?
Well,
it's an interesting story because Matt wrote the script and was trying to cast the role of his wife and just couldn't find an actress that he really felt comfortable with, that was available, that would do it for, you know, what they were paying. And Matt is an LGBTQ actor. So like a week before we started shooting, he said, I'm going to make my character a husband instead of a wife. And we got a new script with all new pronouns in it. And everyone was cool with it. And they told Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball said, that's great. We're trying to outreach to the LGBT community. We'll give even more support if you do that. So it's been a great experience. You know, it's a film that touches on a lot of different audiences. It's, you know, it's It's in some ways kind of a niche film, but in a lot of ways it's very universal, particularly with the Cubs having won the World Series last year and debuting in Chicago right before the season starts. I think there's going to be a lot of excitement about it.
Okay, we are here with Bruce Fretz, actor in the new indie film Landline, which premieres April 4th on Video On Demand. Did you find acting, now this is like your first professional acting role?
Yes.
Did you find it intimidating at all?
Well, I took an acting class, one lesson from a very good acting teacher named Carl Bury. And I wasn't intimidated so much as I'm more appreciative of what actors go through now, because anyone who's been on a set realizes there's a lot of waiting around that goes on and a lot of time spent setting up lights and sound and costume and everything. And the actors are kind of the last thing that need to be ready. So you kind of are sitting around waiting. And then finally, when everything's right, it's like, okay, go. You got to act right now. Do it. You know? So you really have to be on your game, especially in a low budget movie where they don't have a lot of time to do a lot of takes. And, you know, you got to keep your energy up. You know, you can't just kind of like get all drowsy and then all of a sudden get in front of the camera and perform. So it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And I'm hoping to do it again.
Hey,
Ted, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing? All right, Kay, Cousin Kay, you know Larry. Larry, Cousin Kay.
How's it going, man?
So
show me where your pilot takes place.
You mentioned that Matthew Aaron said that he would write a role for you in the next film.
Yes.
So there is a next film with you in it.
Well, he's working out his deal for the next film. He's got two or three scripts. People are really excited about this movie coming out. So he's going to be out in L.A. for the next month or so, negotiating the deal for the next movie. I've read two of the scripts. There are roles for me in both of those. So I'm hoping one of those will go. But, you know, he's a guy who's very loyal to his friends. That's the great thing about the podcast. The podcast just started out being him and his friends sitting in his mom's basement talking about pop culture. And so he's brought along all of his friends. You know, they all have roles in the film. A lot of them work behind the scenes as well. And it's just a great group of guys. You know, it's these like 30-something Italian-American guys from Chicago. It's kind of got a swingers vibe to it, you know. And so they're a fun group. And whenever I go out to Chicago and I hang out with them, they show me, you know, the best places to eat. You know, we go out for dim sum at 3 a.m. I mean, they're just real knock around guys. So it's a lot of fun to be welcomed into their little club, even though, you know, I'm an outsider. I'm not a native Chicagoan, but they've made me an unofficial Chicagoan.
Now, I don't know if you could tell me this without spoiling it, but is there an overall message that has to do with current technology?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I mean, the message of Landline is basically put down your phone, you know? I mean, everyone is so tied to their phones right now, and it was, you know, designed to be a means of communication, but it's become a means of lack of communication.
You know, the phone was supposed to be a means for people to communicate. Now it just seems like it offers 1,000 different ways for people to avoid direct communication.
You know, people just kind of retreat into this world, and I do it too. I mean, I'm very engaged in social media, and there'll be times where I meet somebody in real life that I interact with all the time on social media, and I'm sort of dumbstruck, you know. I don't know how to deal with them face to face. So this is a movie about getting off your phone, getting into your life, and enjoying what's important in life, which is friends and family and baseball and, you know, engaging in the world. And so it actually is a movie that has a real message to it, I think a really positive message to it. But it's also a very funny, sweet movie, too, that's entertaining and not going to hit you over the head with, you know, too much didacticism.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.